going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe. Last Friday, Breezy and I put a random object in the PXY mystery box, which is what we're doing this morning. What's in the mystery box? That's the question. I put a fuzzy microphone covered in White Claw. I use black cherry because it's the best flavor.
Terrible.
So could I have used water? Yes, yeah. But I wanted an excuse to drink a hard seltzer at 7 a.m.
Just cracking that bad boy open.
I was going for the wet rat kind of feel, and of course it freaked Breezy out, but the video's up on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. Now, there's no rules or limitations to what we can put in the box. It could be anything from, whatever, blow pop to a severed head.
To roadkill, yeah. Who
Breezy knows? Brought something in, and then I also brought an item in. Intern Joe, your job today is to stick your hand in that box, feel around of what it could possibly be, and then you're going to throw out a couple of guesses, okay? It could be anything today because I called Breezy last night and I said, there are no rules for tomorrow morning.
I wish you had gloves because I don't know if this is going to... But we'll see.
All right, so we each brought in an object. Breezy's going to go first this morning. Joe, you're slowly going to reach your hand into the hole in that box and take your time, okay? After Breezy, I'm going to put my item in, but see if you can guess what's in there.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
And describe to us what you're feeling.
All right, so it's cold. It feels like almost like a coffee mug.
Sure.
Coffee mug has a frozen spoon in it.
Right. If I were you... And I was putting my hand, in which you're putting your hand, I would be very concerned right now.
Very much so, because there's a powder substance that's coming off on your hand right now.
Oh,
you didn't bring an anthrax, did you?
Yeah, it's definitely got ice on it. It's frozen solid. Not breaking through the ice in the coffee mug.
And feel free to smell your fingers.
I'm not going to do that. There's two utensils in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rounded. There's ice on the outside.
Stroking the handle is crazy.
Yeah, it's really...
It's definitely a coffee mug.
Yep. You got that. You nailed that.
Okay, we know it's a coffee mug. What's in the coffee mug, Joe?
I'm telling you. Ice and two spoons. I assume spoons. I can't feel the ends of them.
Are they spoons? Final answer, spoons?
Unless it's forks, but I can't reach down and...
You gotta go with a final answer right now.
Yeah, two spoons in a coffee mug, frozen in ice.
Pull it out! Woo!
Is that what it is?
Yep.
You put two spoons in a
I need those for my eyes, for my allergies. Now that he's fondled the ice, I don't know if I'm going to put it on my eyes. Yes, it's exactly what I did.
All right, well,
just frozen.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, Breezy went easy on you a little bit there.
I was like, I don't want to break the spoon or the mug.
All right, turn around because mine smells awful. Turn around and face the wall.
All right, Breeze.
Wait.
In the corner.
Oh my God. Show the camera.
Show all the cameras.
Moose, you need help. No, you're twisted. You need the things you will do to not go to therapy. Oh my God. This, Joe, listen.
Am I good to go?
Yes. All right, I know that this is one of your last weeks of your internship, and I understand if you want to call it quits early. Like, you don't have to, like, you really don't have to do this.
But I'm going to, because we commit to the bit.
All right, now listen. Take your time with this, okay? Really feel around, smell your fingers, do everything you got to do.
Smell my fingers.
I just want to make sure you know what you're about to get your hand into. Okay,
you're slow. Twisted. You need help.
All right, let's mystery
need
box.
Help.
Okay, slow, Joe. Slow. Tell us what you're feeling.
Nothing. Air so far.
Slow.
Oh, this is gross. Okay, so this is a takeout container.
Yes.
I don't know what's in the takeout container,
except
that it was cold and sticky.
Feel around. Now, Joe's hand is deep in the box.
Oh, my God.
He's feeling it around.
That's, oh, my God. Disgusting. I'm gonna puke.
That's gross. I'm not going to do that.
Tell you got to go through with it, buddy. Go ahead. Reach your hand in.
It feels like it's probably mildly melted chocolate. That's my hope.
It could be
something totally worse. Could totally be feces, but I'm not going to stick my hand in it anymore.
Nope.
No, you have to.
You have to stick your finger in it and just tell us what 100% what you think it is.
Yeah, I think it's chocolate. I hope it's chocolate.
Okay.
I hope it's chocolate.
Put your
but
finger
Moose
in it.
Was just in the bathroom for a pretty long time, so
yeah,
I don't know.
So,
put your finger in it and then do a taste test.
I'm not doing a taste test.
All right,
I'm not doing a taste test.
At least grab it with your hands. You got to feel it a little bit more, Joe.
I felt it. It's gross.
Is it warm? Is it warm?
Not really.
Okay.
Thank
that's,
God.
That's a good sign.
It's because it was in the toilet.
Okay. Go ahead
it's not wet, though.
Go ahead and tell us what your final guess is.
Moose took chocolate and molded it and put it in this. That's my guess.
Well, do you feel any nuts?
No, I didn't feel around that much.
Pull it out. Pull it out.
Oh, man, I was right. It's a melted chocolate bar.
That's what you think.
I don't know. Yeah.
Now you have to guess what animal it came from.
That is a Snickers bar. That is a Snickers bar.
I think it's a Baby Ruth. But
that's actually incorrect. I'm so sorry, dude. That is
a sick individual.
That is a Twix mixed with a Milky Way molded into a Baby Ruth. Microwaved for 20 seconds.
Okay.
So when I was in L.A., I was in charge of...
It looks like a log, if I'm being honest.
And when I was in L.A., I was in charge of props.
So. Yeah. He was like, how do I make it look like a pile of crap?
We love a craft project, for sure.
You win 2 out of 2, buddy.
Awesome.
Nice job.
Couldn't be me. Yeah, no.
I'm going to go wash my hands now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.